15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. Here's another episode of the 15-Minute Monday, and we want to get right into it and not waste time. Today, I want to call this episode Your Work, Your Why, and how to build a career on the foundation of your calling rather than just doing the job. For many out there and many clients that I talk to, work is often seen as an unavoidable chore, merely a pathway to financial stability, and it becomes something that we just do so we can fill the bank. We punch the clock, fulfill our duties, and eagerly wait for leisure time or for the weekend. But I want you to imagine that there was an avenue to experience fulfillment on a deeper level, something that sparks enthusiasm and nurtures your sense of purpose. This lies in the essence of treating your career as more than just employment, but as a calling. It involves aligning what you do professionally with your fundamental beliefs, capabilities, and ambitions, and not just getting into a job and just rolling. It means thinking about what really works for you. It relates to contributing towards something far greater than oneself. So how can one connect with this higher calling and shape a fulfilling career? I want to share some insights with you and some actionable steps forward. One thing that I really often find is that people are confused or they don't have enough clarity. They don't sit down and do the work on understanding what to do, how, and why. Defining your calling, there's a significance to it. Before moving on to the how, it is crucial that you understand the what. A calling, it transcends specific roles or specific sectors that you can work in. It refers more to the core reason behind your professional pursuits. Consider these examples. For a doctor, their calling might lie in healing others. For teachers, kindling curiosity within young minds might hold profound meaning. For engineers, they might see their job in devising eco-friendly advancements. Maybe that is their calling, you know, to change the green footprint. So the importance here is that your job reflects what matters most to you. It should send ripples of motivation that create rich contentment within you, not measurable by a salary or just by the rewards that are financial and the assets that you accumulate in your job. It should be reflecting your deepest values, your passions, and what really drives and motivates you. There's plenty of evidence out there that shows that if you see your job as a calling, you will go beyond your job description, beyond expectations. It is directly linked that if you find purpose and if you see your job as a calling and you really make it your passion, that you will get better results, that you will be more motivated, that you will be much more successful in your career. And that is why it's so important that we understand to align our job with our core values. Once we have done that, there are so many things that we gain from it. Boosted productivity and engagement. A deeply rooted passion for your job increases engagement and motivation, which in turn then enhances your productivity, innovation, and the ability to tackle problems effectively. According to many studies, passionate employees exhibit higher levels of productivity and are less prone to leaving their positions. That means you retain your job for longer, and for companies that you retain staff much longer. Improved mental health. Identifying purpose in one's job contributes to an improved sense of well-being and satisfaction with life. You have experienced it yourself, and there's enough studies out there that if you have a job that you really like, and if you have a job that is clear where you have clarity and purpose, it will protect you from stress, exhaustion, and even health issues, and particularly mental health issues. And there's also an influence on others, whether it is you on your co-workers, or if you're an entrepreneur and you work together with a colleague on a project, between the two of you, or in a team environment. If you're in a job that you are energized about, that you motivated, that you have this deep passion and you got this drive and this energy about it, that will uplift your co-workers. It will uplift the colleagues that you work with, your peers, everyone around you. And this shared enthusiasm fosters a more supportive and efficient work environment. Wherever you go, you will carry that energy with you. Make it a journey, make it a quest to find your true job or find the purpose in your current job and the things that you are passionate about that could make it a calling for you. The path to discovering your true calling is individualized and it is highly individualized. But there are some steps that will help you and can facilitate that journey. Introspection is one of them. Sitting down and identifying what really matters to you is important, and many people don't spend enough time on it. You should ask yourself questions like, what values hold most importance? For instance, integrity, empathy, inventiveness. Which abilities do I naturally excel at, like articulation, analytical thinking, or leading? How do I envision my contribution to society, improving societal welfare, or focus on eco-solutions? There is a lot of tools that you can use, quizzes, you can use assessments, you can come to coaches like myself, I can assist you with identifying those things. They are available online as well or physically, so that you can find out and ask yourself those questions and reflect on what really truly matters to you. There lies so much importance in evaluating your interests. Identify topics or activities that captivate you, or those moments when you experience profound joy. These interests will serve you as indicators pointing towards fulfilling work and work avenues. It could be, for instance, that animals really make you happy and give you joy, and that will lead you down a veterinary career path, or you love seeing kids happy or enjoying the development and the path to youth. That might be something that you're interested in, and that will lead you down a career path more on the educational side, or working with children, small children or toddlers, or maybe with school kids, teenagers. You have to find that out, but looking at those interests will help you identifying those things that really drive you, that motivate you, and that you are passionate about. Look for diverse opportunities and push yourself out of your comfort zone. Embrace novel experiences. Engage in volunteer work, mentorship under experienced professionals. Enroll in online classes that spark your interest. Challenging yourself and your perspectives with such steps will help you to give you data and provide you meaningful insights to things that you've been previously unaware of. And that will help you identify what you need to know about yourself and for your career path and for your career development. So how do you navigate your purpose in today's job market? Fortunately, uncovering your purpose doesn't always mean that you need a drastic career change. I want to share some strategies for you to infuse your current role with a deeper sense of purpose. Alter your perception, change your mindset. Just transform how you view your job, not as a mere employment, but as an avenue to offer something unique. Identify opportunities within your daily responsibilities to incorporate what matters most to you. For example, inject creativity by proposing fresh ideas during discussions, or advocate for eco-friendly practices. If sustainability is something that's close to your heart, you can bring ideas for new IT systems if you are an IT fanatic. There are so many things that you can do apart and away from your job description that will give you more purpose and more fulfillment. So there is various angles to look at that. Pursue fulfillment actively. Should you find yourself lacking satisfaction at work, seek roles or tasks within the organization more aligned with what you consider fulfilling. Discuss this with your supervisors or your managers. Talk to them about engaging in projects that play to both your strengths and passions. This could mean leading a group, joining interdisciplinary teams, or initiating projects reflective of what calls out to you. And as I say all the time, commit to lifelong learning. The professional landscape never stops changing. Grow alongside it through continued education, such as courses, workshops, and keep forging connections within your industry. This approach will sharpen your skills and your existing competencies and will add new ones that might align closer with where your passion lies. And as per usual, it is important that you take actions towards realizing your true calling and to realize your purpose. Embrace the fact that uncovering your true purpose is an ongoing endeavor. It's an ongoing journey. It demands patience, self-discovery, and a readiness to really dive and throw yourself into new territories. Let me share a couple of pieces of extra advice that will give you a tangible route to those achievements. Implement SMART objectives with a clear clearer grasp on what you're meant to do, the journey becomes much easier, and SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-sensitive. As stepping stones toward reaching your goals that you have set out to achieve. This might mean enrolling in a particular online class, participating in an industry-specific conference, or arranging a meeting with someone established in the field you aspire to join. That is something that is specific, it is measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-sensitive. Make sure you craft a strategy, draft out an action plan detailing necessary actions for realizing your purpose, such as skill acquisition or gaining a necessary experience or connecting with influential figures within your chosen sector. Embrace and welcome adversity. The path towards identifying your calling is unlikely to be linear. You'll encounter difficulties and barriers, but view those moments as chances for personal expansion and knowledge acquisition. Approach them with determination and continuously push ahead, pushing past your limits and your boundaries. Look out for assistance when needed. Don't hesitate approaching mentors, career advisors, coaches like myself, or people you trust, like friends and family, for advice and backing. Their perspectives and moral support could prove crucial on this voyage for you. You have to understand the quest for one's calling is so much more than just earning an income. It involves finding work that resonates deeply with one's core beliefs, talents, and aspirations, contributing meaningfully beyond oneself. If you follow some of the above strategies, that will be easier. And if you need more on that, reach out. We have complete programs for career development, for finding a new career, or finding your purpose at work. We bring clarity and focus into your thinking so that you can really do something that stretches far beyond just receiving a salary every month. Your true calling goes far beyond simple employment. You need to harmonize your inner values, making meaningful, bigger contributions to what you are doing, actualize your work through introspection and indulging in curiosity, embracing great experiences and creating good pathways. And you can start that by forming SMART objectives, creating a strategy, welcoming obstacles, and asking for assistance when you need it. Close the gap through mindset shift and mindset adjustment, pursuing work that has significance in your life, and always educating yourself and championing your cause. That will give you so much fulfillment and purpose, and you will find yourself doing so much more than just getting up in the morning to get the work day behind you and wait for the weekend. You will really do what drives you and gives you everything that you need to be a champion at your work. A calling is something so much bigger than ourselves, and I promise you, there's only a few out there that this privilege is reserved to, because the rest is just cruising through life, working so that they can go on a holiday and go into the weekend. And there's no real direction, no clarity, no focus. Even when I talk to really senior people, they look back and think, I wish I would. I wish I changed my career back then when I recognized it wasn't the right thing for me. I wish I would have done things differently. Or if I knew back then when I was 20 what I know today. Doesn't have to be like that. You just have to spend time to really constantly reevaluate what truly matters for you. What are your values, your beliefs? Why are you doing what you are doing? And really get into the gist of consistently looking and reevaluating your life on all levels, because that is what it is about. There's consistently data being produced that you can use to really adjust your path and make changes when necessary. There's nothing worse than looking back and wishing that you made better decisions or that you made the change when it was really coming up inside of you. And that is why it's so important that you consistently reevaluate, find clarity and focus so that you're not spending the best years of your life doing something that you're not really passionate about. It is so nice to have a calling, and to work in a job that you can call your calling is really truly something that will contribute to your overall happiness, to your well-being, to your mental health, and it will be something that you can look back at when you are old and say, I've done it. I've really lived my dreams. I've worked my dreams. And how amazing would that be? That was it today for the 15 Minute Monday. I hope there was some insight for you. Connect to me, write me messages, let me know what you think. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. Share it with a friend or someone that you know maybe needs to hear something of the episodes that we have online. There's always something for everyone. And that's the way how we grow this community, the tribe. I want to share content on face value and give it to people for free. And maybe they find the one or other shortcut that I didn't find. And that will make me happy. And I'm grateful for that. Guys, you must have a fantastic week. And I hear you soon. That's Daniel on the Success Blueprint. Take care.